This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Scott Simon. Call it a win for corporate gadflies. Robert Nardelli, long criticized for his high pay as chief executive officer of Home Depot, was fired or quit or a combination of the two this week. Mr. Nardelli was in the job for 6 years, and Home Depot's stock fell 6% during that time. Nevertheless, he's walking away with a severance package worth more than $200 million. New York Times columnist Joan O'Sara, who helps us through all matters business, is in our New York bureau to do just that on this one. Joe, hi.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm good. Could you just give us briefly the story behind Nardelli's departure from Home Depot?
Well, our story begins, so to speak, at last year's annual meeting, where Mr. Nardelli, whose performance had not been good and whose pay package was already off the charts, ran a meeting where he refused to allow shareholders to even ask him questions about his compensation. He just cut them off. There were timers to make sure nobody talked for over a minute, and it created a firestorm. And he became very much the symbol of the overpaid CEO. And it was so clear that this issue wasn't going away that finally the board just said, this isn't worth it. And this year, when they tried to get him to take a lower bonus, he said no. And ultimately, that led to his departure.
Well, now, does this mean that stockholders are gaining influence over corporate governance?
Well, they are, although obviously a small stockholder like you and I don't have that much influence. But certainly there are more and more activist investors who are putting pressure on companies, some of it over pay, some of it over performance, some of it over the way companies are run. So that's one thing. You know, hedge funds are becoming more activist and unions are becoming much more activist. I mean, really, one of the driving forces in Nardelli's departure has been activist union shareholders who really made a stink and had a loud voice. So the answer fundamentally is yes.
So what can stockholders do to influence corporate governance?
I think the lesson for shareholders really is be the squeaky wheel. Let me just say one other thing, Linda. There is a proposal that's making the rounds and getting a lot of shareholder votes at annual meetings, and that's called majority vote of directors. Right now, you could get one vote as a director and still be elected because at many companies, the only recourse investors have is to withhold their vote, which is meaningless. Majority vote means a director has to get 50% of the vote. And once that happens, it will give shareholders really a lot more power than they have today because they'll be able to vote out directors who overpay executives or who don't perform in some other way. I think 10 to 15 years from now, majority vote will be the majority in most companies.
When you say majority vote, are you saying the majority of the shares will have to vote, not just a majority of people who decide to vote?
That's correct.
Joan O'Sara is a columnist for the New York Times, and he is Weekend Edition's Man in the World of Business. Joe, thanks.
Thanks for having me, Linda.